Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. President-elect Donald Trump's unorthodox campaign was criticized from establishment campaign experts on both sides. There wasn't much of a ground game, the paltry fundraising numbers, lack of TV ads in the beginning to prevent opponents from establishing dominant narratives. So what have we learned from Mr. Trump's unorthodox campaign? What might be copied? What might be thrown out? We'll talk with two veteran Michigan political consultants about that later in the hour. But first, the Rust Belt Revenge. That's how Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes views the Election Day surprise that put Donald Trump into the path to the White House and secured both houses of Congress for the GOP. Daniel, what do you think folks here in the heartland really said at the ballot box Tuesday?
Listen to us, I think is what they said. You know, in 2010, the Tea Party movement was born and Republicans were given back the House. And what I think was regarded then and is regarded now as a revolt against Obamacare. In 2014, they gave them the Senate, but they were up against a president who was willing to wield a veto pen and, in fact, did on multiple occasions. This time, I think it was all right, we're going to give you the whole kit and caboodle here, and you're going to have to do something with it. This part of the country has been maligned for a lot of years. I mean, the state of Michigan specifically in the last, 8 years or so, we've gone through the bailouts and the bankruptcies of the auto companies. We've gone through the bankruptcy of Detroit and seen a parade of people coming in here and lecturing folks here on how they need to live and how they need to approach life. Members of Congress using committee hearings to lecture CEOs and union chiefs and everything else about how they don't know what they're doing. It gets a little old over time, and I think people have finally said, you know, we're an important part of the country, too, and all the decisions don't need to be made in Washington and New York and Los Angeles and in Hollywood by a bunch of moguls.
During the campaign, Donald Trump talked a lot about bringing manufacturing jobs back from other countries. He certainly singled out Ford Motor Company, threatening to slap a steep tariff on the automaker for building vehicles in Mexico. First of all, how likely do you think either promise can be kept?
I don't think that either one of them are very likely. I've been skeptical and been on the record multiple times saying that I think this is essentially is a fantasy, and that both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump have not been honest with the folks in Middle America, somehow thinking they can reverse the tide of globalization. The practical reality is that's not true. I mean, these car companies, as an example, are building more products with fewer people than any time in history. That's not going to change, and a president of the United States isn't going to make a change. You know, are they going to be able to make some improvements around the margins? Sure. Is he going to be picking up and maybe trying to reopen NAFTA? Yeah, possibly. But I don't think in the grand scheme of things that's going to be the top of his priority list.
But overall, then, how do you think having a Donald Trump in the White House with that economic nationalism that's been part of his message, how could that impact Ford and GM and the unions like the UAW?
Well, I think in a practical matter, you could say to the union, and you may have politically opposed Donald Trump, and clearly they're on record of supporting Hillary Clinton, but he is espousing things that are in your wheelhouse. And is there a way you could get behind some of the policies that he's pushing? I think that might be a difficult lift for the leadership of the UAW, but they're going to have to wait and see. I think the bigger issue near term is going to be a company like Ford, which is really struggling, even though it's doing well financially, is struggling in the markets. If stock price continues to lag, there's a lot of people who think it's not going to get a whole lot better. And if you get a president who comes out and decides in his first 100 days or so to make an issue out of this that he made an issue on the campaign trail, we'll see. Now, the cynical view could be that he just made this an issue on the campaign trail because he thought he could get votes for it. And I suspect that that's partly true. I think one of the things of Trumpism is he has a very good sense for what would motivate voters. And you talk to people who know political science a lot better than I do, they will tell you that one of the paths to the White House for a Republican nominee is through the industrial Midwest. And if you're able to appeal to the average voters in the industrial Midwest, you got a shot. And I think he proved that on Tuesday night.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. As always, thanks so much, Daniel.
Thank you.